This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show tonight. We're going to have call-ins later, but we've got a few things to cover first. There's a lot of people have been asking me about the Langenberg water. I guess they didn't get the information last time, and it's very easy. You just go to Langenberg Water, L-A-N-G-E-N-B-U-R-G, water.com. And they'll give you all the information you need. So if you want to find out more about the super oxygenated water, it's crystallized oxygen suspended in a microhydrant, which I'm actually drinking right now to get through this show. You know, that's how you find out more about it or get a hold of this water. And they can let you know where it is. It might be, you know, close to you in a store near you, or they, you know, ship it out from the office. But it's amazing stuff. I mean, oxygen's the highest systemic antibiotic you can get, and the proof is in the pudding. There's a lot of people claiming oxygen waters and things like that, but this one here, when you put an oximeter or an oximeter on your finger and you drink the water, you can watch it move. You can watch it go up. So I know Shirley MacLaine actually ordered the water and had her doctors check it out, and they were just blown away when they saw it. They go, wow, we've never seen anything like this. So it is a whole different animal. And I want to talk a little bit about, there's a lot of people getting really dizzy lately right now, and you know, they almost pass out when they stand up again, and you know, there could be a different reasons for that. I mean, we had some gamma ray bursts, and we had some CMEs coming in, which actually throw people off. We had a big gamma ray burst from Ursa Major coming in, but also, too, the chemtrailing. I have never seen such chemtrailing in all my life. I mean, it's they're doing triple layers on this stuff. And so basically, you know, it's some pretty nasty stuff. You know, it's not very good stuff. But, you know, anyway, this water does definitely help out with these, gets rid of the toxins and all the little creatures that they've been spraying. It's helped me out quite a bit. But, you know, anyway, we've got to get on that. You know, we've really got to get on this chemtrail thing and end this program and put pressure on whoever, you know, just don't let up. Because a lot of your senators and all your people are just bought off. They're not going to deal with it. But, you know, might not be a bad idea just to confront them wherever they go. What are you doing about it? When are you going to look into it? You know, why are they doing it? You know, and get these things out. You know, get the chemtrail movies out. There's some great movies out there, you know, with chemtrails. And just search them on the internet and just send them to all your friends. Because people need to know. And we really need to rise up and stop this. Because it's out of control. You know, we've got these psychopath scientists, you know, just doing whatever they want, you know, in the atmosphere. And this guy Teller, who actually created this whole process, was, you know, the same guy that invented the atomic bomb. And he just wanted to shoot bombs off everywhere. He wanted to bomb everything and just, you know, keep experimenting with them, you know, not even recognizing the effects that they would have. So these are the type of people we have running our country. You know, we have these sociopaths and scientists that just, they want to create a biggest firecracker they can and create the biggest microbe and the deadliest microbe. And they're like, there's no consciousness, you know, around what they're doing. And so it's pretty crazy. But anyway, hopefully we're also going to bring Jerry Hugo on the show. And he's everybody asked me about the healer that I was talking about that actually did some amazing healing on me. And while he was working on me, we actually had photographs of all kinds of energies coming off of me and third eye lighting up. And at the International UFO Congress, you know, the photographs are circulating there where I turned into a light being. And we're going to get those up on the net. You know, we haven't been able to get those on the show yet. But I would sign into the newsletter. Definitely get in. Go to eseti.org. Sign up for the newsletter, and a lot of this information is going to be coming out through the newsletter. And we're still in process right now. I just got back to the ranch. We've been just my good friend AR and I have been here plumbing like crazy, and we fixed three sinks, a bathtub and a shower. Had to replumb all these, and we're trying to get the ranch together again, get it operational. I know they said there's no trying, only doing. You know, I keep being reminded about that, you know, when the Star Trek fans jump on the air. But, you know, so it's one of those Yoda sayings, you know, there's no trying, only doing. But we are doing, and we're doing it, and we're getting it done. And, and just a lot of cleanup and a lot of getting things in order so we can better serve the people coming to the ranch. And we're getting it together, so working pretty hard on that. The I've been getting some news lately, some crazy stuff. They found this powdered tea, you know, coming from Japan, and it was like 9.3 times the accepted level, you know, of cesium in it. And so, you know, we still have some problems with that. We have a cyclone hitting Vanuatu that's just hammering Vanuatu right now. And so we should send some prayers out to those people. And I don't know if there's some kind of relief effort going on. I'm sure there is. But, boy, it's really hammering that island. And they could use a little help, you know, sending out there. I guess it's headed towards New Zealand now. We've got I've got another cold snap coming down, you know, towards the east. So that's not over yet. That's a pretty crazy situation there. You know, it's just never ending. You know, they just keep getting hit. You know, and people talk to me, they go, do you believe in global warming? I said, I believe in climate change. I don't believe in global warming. And supposedly, according to the statistics, the planet is actually cooling. So, I mean, if you're in New York or back east or something, you'd totally would not believe in global warming. But, you know, in your other places, like up here, we didn't even get snow this year on the mountain. And, you know, we've had up to 12 feet of snow in the past, and we had no snow. It's like everybody's standing around going, wow, that's like a record, you know. So anyway, you know, it did get cold. You know, we did have some cold, pretty cold weather, but the snow factor just didn't happen. But luckily, Mount Adams has a nice pack on it, so we'll still have our water. And I feel really good because I've got two creeks surrounding me and a well and the city water as well. So I've got plenty of water here, and the ranch is right on the White Salmon River. So we've always had plenty of water where we are. So I've never really worried about that end of it. But, you know, with some of these changes going on, we might want to start really looking at our water sources and what's in the water and get very clear with that, because there's some crazy stuff going on, you know, in the water, especially with this fracking. You know, we need to put an end to this fracking. It's pure insanity. It's another science gone bad program, you know, that's out there. But I'm waiting for the science to go good. You know, I'm waiting for all this fuelless energy technology to come out. It's already here. It's on the planet. And there's a lot of people getting ready to release it. And the only thing we have to do is get the right leadership in there and back off these you know, the brute squads of the oil companies, and all this stuff is going to come out. But, you know, we could be running our cars on water at bare minimum, and we could be employing both the anti-gravity and the counter-gravity technology that's in our black projects and, you know, that the elite have. And so, you know, we could be solving all the Earth's problems right now. The technology is here to do it. We just don't have the leadership. And that's the thing, is that we need to get the leadership going and actually get protection for the people that are bringing this and sponsor these energies and get them out. And then we're going to turn this planet around. But it's pretty crazy. Now, the past couple of nights, we got loaded up with callers. It was pretty crazy. There were so many callers that we couldn't get through them all. And, you know, I was trying to figure out how I can get all these callers in. You know, what was the way, you know, how we could do that, and we just can't. And there's some other things I wanted to do too, which I couldn't do. I couldn't play, and we have a real treat for you tonight. I'm going to attempt to play this, but I need to set this up before I talk about it. But what happened was, I was on a phone call with my sister in Hawaii, and all of a sudden I get this voice come over the phone, and it is like deep. It's coming from a very deep chest, you know, a very deep voice. And it's speaking in a language I've never heard before. And there's actually some purring involved in this. And it's a pretty long recording. I won't play all of it. I'll just play part of it because I want people to hear it. But I want to warn people, when you hear this voice, if you've got a lot of fear or you have a lot of programming, you know, religious programming and anything else, you're going to freak out because it's not a voice and it's not a language we're used to. It's a very deep voice, and you hear this purring in the background. And so just be aware that there are beings out there. There are seventh dimensional lion beings and fifth and sixth dimensional beings that are assisting us right now. There's feline beings and all kinds of different things out there happening. And these are the protectors of the gods. People know them as Sekhmet. in ancient Egypt. In India, they call them Narissa. There's all these different beings out there, Narsringa, that are all throughout history, and there's statues and carvings to these beings. And, you know, they're carved in stone standing right next to the gods, you know, the Anunnaki. So they are here. They have been around for some time. They've been gone. Now they're returning, and they're part of this major cleanup process. So, which also, too, I wanted to talk about is there's a huge armada of Federation ships over California. And that's on our – we just sent that out over the newsletter. I'll probably send that out again, and I'll probably put it up on our site, too, because we've been waiting for this. And I don't know how many ships – I mean, it was a couple hundred minimum ships were flying over California just recently. I think it was March 5th when it was filmed. And you know, you don't hear anything about this. You know, and incredible footage of these ships. And they're, you know, people are going, oh, those are balloons or whatever. There's, first of all, there's way too many of them. Second of all, they're under some kind of control. They're going back and forth. You know, they're not in some wind tunnel up there. You know, they're moving all, just moving all over the place. And, you know, if you throw a balloon up, it usually goes in one direction, you know, and it's pretty steady. But these things are going around circle and connecting with each other and coming together in threes and making all kinds of patterns, you know, in the sky. So it's here. You know, we've got the armadas. They are flying, and you aren't hearing anything about it. And I think just by having these armadas and that many ships flying over California is a no-brainer that the talking heads are controlled, and they're not going to be talking about this. And you're not going to hear any of this through the mainstream. You might hear an occasional one ship flying over, but they're not going to talk about an armada with that many ships. You know, they're just not going to cover it. If they do, I'll be totally amazed. You know, but anyway, they are trying to cover this up, and it's undeniable. When I saw this footage, it was like pretty amazing. I wanted to give out the call-in numbers too, if you want to call in. Before I bring the call-ins, though, just be patient, because I'm going to have Jerry come on the show, and then maybe Jerry can help answer some of your questions, too. And he's one of the healers I was working with. And these guys put me back together. I got hammered before I went to the International UFO Conference, and I knew I would. It comes with the territory. And got hit with microwave and scalar waves and black helicopters and you name it. You know, they did not want this information to get out. And I had some wonderful people that helped put me back together, you know, Nikki and Jerry and Linda and all these other people that were there at the conference, you know, helped get my energy levels back up again so I could talk. And it was pretty amazing. I'm still waiting for the one picture. I haven't gotten the one picture. There was they said it was an 8 or 10 foot tall being standing behind me that they got a picture of that looked alien in nature. And then there was also, you know, we got the photograph of just me turned into a blue-green light, you know, just a giant light on stage. And then we got some other photographs of crazy things. So if you have those photographs, you know, send them to ufojames@gorge.net. You know, definitely would love to see those. But I got to see him at the conference, you know, on people's iPhones and things like that. But and they said they would mail them to me or text them to me, but it hasn't happened yet. But I did get some of them. I got about 3 or 4 of them, really good ones. I know Jerry got some. He's been working on a lot of the photographs, so we'll bring him on the air here pretty quick. But we're hoping to get to talk to those. But anyway, we're gonna get again. You know, the Langenberg Water. If you have your pen now, go to langenbergwater.com. LANGENBURG water.com. It's amazing new technology that's coming out, and it's a different animal. It's a lot of people are claiming to have oxygen water, and a lot of times it's just peroxide, but this is crystallized oxygen suspended, excuse me, in a microhydrant, which I'm going to drink right now. And just amazing stuff. It's like rocket fuel, and it helps get us through a lot of these shifts and changes. But anyway, langenbergwater.com. And so you've got that down, and hopefully we can bring Jerry online here. I'm going to have the producer give Jerry a call. Jerry, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening, James. How are you doing?
Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You know, I talked the last show about some of the healing technologies that I experienced at the at the International UFO Congress, where you had a booth there, and you know, to me, you were one of the most profound ones that I experienced there, and I know that we got all kinds of footage and video and photographs and everything, you know, when we did that clearing work, that healing work, and it was pretty amazing. So, I wanted, first of all, I wanted maybe give you talk a little bit about how you got into it, how you started, you know, in your that movement into that healing practice, and maybe you can talk a little bit about the practice on that you do offer for people.
Okay. First of all, I was born this way. I knew from early childhood I have always wanted to be a healer. Mm-hmm. It wasn't finding my purpose. It was walking into it and becoming it. And it did take me some time to do that, but this is what I want to be and am. Mm-hmm. And through the years, because of life, I put a lot of stuff that I do right now on the back burner. Back in 2000, somewhere in there, I started a group called The Blending. And from The Blending, I was bringing people that had extraterrestrial contact and information together with people that were metaphysical. And we would do readings and healings for people and find out if they had implants or anything else. And it was from that moment that I actually started my own empowerment of becoming a better a healer and being able to see physically objects within people. Mm-hmm. Like when I was working on you, for example, I could see imagery of things that were happening with you on your property or implants that were in you. And that is what I've always wanted to do. They call me a medical intuitive, but I also do readings of empowerment. Mm-hmm. And how I got into that was starting a group called The Blending, and just started helping people with my talents and ability.
Great. Go ahead.
I've been very blessed because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that it's some of the work you're doing on me was amazing because, I mean, I was pretty beat up, you know, and after you got through with me, I felt like my energy started coming back to me and I could actually get up and finish my talk at the Congress. And some of the things that happened while you were doing that healing work, maybe you could share them with me because some of the things I don't even understand. I don't think either one of us do, but I know my third eye lit up like we got a picture of this big gold light coming out of my third eye. And then I haven't seen the other pictures, but I said you had all kinds of pictures of fields of energy around me. Maybe you could talk a little bit about those.
Excuse me. Yes. What happened was, when we were working together, a friend of mine was taking pictures that he didn't even know that she was doing. And after the conference, I had time to sit down and bring them into Photoshop. And I started noticing fields of energy around us and different things happening. It's amazing what you can see when you start using filters. And I try to get you those pictures, so I will email them again if you did not get those.
But, yeah, I haven't gotten them yet, but that's happens a lot. You know, it's here. It's kind of interesting.
Okay. Well, what I do is I do what I call empowerment. As you notice, I do hands-on healing.
Yeah.
And what I do with my hands is I actually go into your cellular structure, the water molecules in your body, the membranes and everything else, and I can start seeing the energy flow with my hands or my mind, and my hands move your energy. So when I do that, what I'm actually doing is, in order to bring something new in, you have to take out what is old. So I start removing all your blocks, your negative energy, anything that is causing your chakras not to flow, realigning your body. You notice how I went and did your shoulders?
Uh-huh.
and I push them to make your posture a lot stronger. Realigning the vertebrae with energetic energy as I went up and down your back, opening up the energy centers within your body. I also then ground you. You noticed that I would ground you to Mother Earth.
Uh-huh.
And then from that point on, I could start bringing in the different vibrations that you yourself need. So I'm not acting as a conduit or anything else. What I'm acting as is just a way for your spirit to directly give you what you need. And in that process, I am able to see and monitor what is happening. So I know, I can tell, as you noticed when we were done, I could tell you exactly what was happening, what your spirit needed and everything. I take full responsibility of everything that I do. That's why I don't think, that's why I don't channel. Because I do remember, mm-hmm. and I know how to control the energy within your body. So I can see when you are flowing or when you need different energies, like whether it be the chakra energy of the root or the blue energy of the throat.
Mm-hmm. And I know I was pretty scattered. When I saw you, I know I was, I don't know what happened, but I know we had several sources that were sending, you know, little attack energies and things like that on different levels. And you know, I was pretty hammered, you know, when I came to see you, and I felt so good afterwards. I go, wow, you know, that was amazing.
Well, you were. If you remember when we did your checking your photographs, you actually had a fluorescent dye inside your fingernail. And not the chills, but I mean, we're talking way up high and stuff. So you actually had like radiation within your system.
Mm-hmm.
And we have pictures of that. That's why I was wondering if you got them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember on the second night when we went back and we did some more energy work? Both hands, the first night, they actually lit up. But the second night, I think it was your left hand. There was no residue inside of it at all. It looked normal. But your right hand, I think, still had some resident energy in it. The fluorescent, I call it iodine, but I believe it was active radio isotopes. You know, you remember those old wristwatch that actually used to glow in the dark?
Yeah, I know. Remember that's what my fingernails look like. It's like, and I know a lot of the stuff comes out your toes and your fingers. You know, especially your fingernails. A lot of that stuff. That's, you know, if somebody's been poisoned, you know, you go and take some blood out of their toe or check out their toenails, and that's where you find it.
Yeah, and you definitely got hit hard. I mean, even your skin was burned.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost like I got third degree burns throughout my whole back and neck and amazing. I just go, wow, that's like, you know, got toasted by these guys.
Yeah, and I was so honored and privileged to be able to work with you and help you. And that, when people come to me to let me work on them, I feel like they honor me because they trust me enough to be able to say, if you can help me, please do. And mm-hmm. that takes trust.
Yeah.
So I always honor the person that I am working with.
Yeah, and very few people, too. There's a lot of people I really can't have work on me because I pick up all their energy and their stuff and everything, but you know, I felt real guided. You know, I was watching your work on other people, and I said, you know, I need to go check this out. And I got really guided to come over there. And I could feel your energy, and I knew you were working on a very high level. So it definitely manifested in that way.
Well, the funny thing about working on you, though, is I could feel your feedback on your energy. And mm-hmm. I haven't really thought that was probably any people at all.
Mm-hmm.
I have one friend that I once in a while can do that with, but for just being sick and everything else and being hit, you still had a really strong resonating field of energy coming from you. So I think that's why when you look at these pictures that, and I will send them to you, if you look between our foreheads, there's the back of your skull and the front of mine, there's actually an image in between it that is, I don't know what it is, but it's red, reddish blue,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like dancing fire.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't wait to see those.
Yeah, I will get them to you. I think one of the things that make me a little bit different than most is when I do work on you, though, or anyone, I always separate myself from that person. So they're never contaminated by my energy or theirs. Energy is never contaminating me.
Uh-huh.
And I basically do that, and this is really, it's easier said than done. But it is through unconditional love and understanding. You work in no judgment, and you heal the person as a whole from beginning to end. And what I mean by that is when I'm working on you, I go back all the way to the beginning of your birth, basically, to the present of this moment. And that does take quite a bit of energy. But that's why you notice I always ask you, what do you want? And then I find out what your spirit tells me that you need at this time.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I call it empowerment healing.
Yeah. I know at the time I just wanted to get through my talk, you know. But, I mean, I was definitely open to anything that would get some of this stuff off of me and out of me, you know. And it definitely... You know, the work that you did definitely had an amazing impact on that. If people wanted to get in touch with you and get their own, you know, their own sessions, how would they go about that?
They can go either to jerryusko@simplybookme.com or they can go to imintouch@gmail.com, and that's imtouch7, sorry about that, @gmail.com. That's what I'm spelling it out.
Okay. So
because some people put I'm in touch at IN, but it's imtouch7, and that's the numeral 7, @gmail.com. Now give me an email, and then I will email them back and set up something, or they can call me.
Uh-huh.
If you notice, before I even really touch people, I do a reading. Like when I was looking at you, I could see your aura. So I could see basically what was wrong. And I start from there.
Do people have to be in? You can do these long distance as well. Do they have to come see you in person, or how does that work?
I do remote healing, I can do scanning from people. Over the phone or just through a picture. Mostly what I like doing is if you give me a picture, I'll scan your picture, tell you what auras I see and everything else. And then, I will do like a, protection grid for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is I take your picture and then I put different objects around it of what I think that you might need from what your spirit's telling me. And then if someone's local, I really like doing hands-on because that way you can definitely tell the difference between the two. You had the hands-on, and when I'm done, you do definitely feel different, do you not?
Oh, yeah. No, I felt a lot of weight taken off of me and whatever that was directed towards me. Cause you know, I had some entities, you know, like all kinds of everything from reptilian to sorcery to Illuminati sorcery to you name it, you know, been directed at me and, you know, scalar technology, all that stuff. And I just was getting overloaded with it. And when I got through, I go, wow, that stuff's gone. You know, it's like, it was amazing.
that's what I like doing.
Yeah.
The true healing. And I am definitely against the Archons, the Reptilians, the Dracos, the Greys, military Greys. And I have no problem taking them on, not directly when it comes to the Reptilians, but I do have ways of handling them.
Great. Yeah, I mean, everybody needs a little cleansing right now, especially with the cleanup. I know that it's getting, you probably noticed that too, but and although there's a huge cleanup process, and what they're telling me, about 85% of it now is done, but the past few months, I mean, it's gotten crazy, and people are falling right and left, and a lot of the really bad nasties are coming up because they're getting active, you know, they're getting activated too because they know they got to go, and they're getting hammered with these new energies. And I'm seeing people that are very high up, you know, in the food chain, you might say, as far as spiritual leadership and things like that, that are going down. And these entities are jumping on them and taking them out. It's pretty amazing, you know, watching this process. But I know it's their last hurrah, and they're doing all they can to stay here, but they can't, and they know that, and you know, they're really pulling out all the stops right now to hang in there, just to try to keep hanging on to their victims, you know, their food source, you might say.
Very true. And in fact, if I remember correctly, when I first looked into your hand, I saw a new species come into, well, they were inside your aura field. I don't even know the name that you would call them, but it was some being that I never even seen before. And it almost seemed like a, best way of putting it would be a demonic alien.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting into a whole new territory here. I'm same thing. I've been running into some things that, you know, because I've seen, you know, the malevolent Greys and the Reptilians, and there's some other pig-headed beings out there that show up now and then, and a lot of different beings, serpent beings and things like that. But boy, there's a whole new species that seems to have come in and, you know, to play, and they're some pretty bad nasties. But you know, we can get on top of it, luckily.
Yes, we can. And with great people like you out there doing what you do, I'm not even going to call this a battle anymore or a war. I'm going to say that the ending is very near.
Yeah.
I figure 2 to 3 years top, because people are actually changing. And even I have changed energetically with all this new energy coming in. I think the potential for the people of the light, they're getting a lot stronger. They're getting more clarification. Their abilities, and they're getting more powerful. But I also think that they're increasing in different abilities that they didn't even have before. So
yeah,
we are becoming an arsenal of divine light in our own aspect.
I think people are becoming more aware too of these different energies that before they didn't even know they're being, you know, they're like parasites and predators, and they didn't even know that they might have been working with them and not even aware of it, and you know, develop some cities and powers and abilities, and all of a sudden they're going, well, wait a second, you know, in air they actually attuned to these beings and didn't even know it. And I've seen that happening quite a bit, and all of a sudden they're realizing, wow, I got to get these off my back, you know, and they're coming to people like you and me and things like that to find out, you know, what's going on. And but there's other people that are so locked into their power base and their, you know, being a guru and things like that, that are just willingly working with these entities and know it. I mean, they know there's something wrong, but they don't want to check it out, you know, and find out what it is.
But then you never come into your own power that way. And the one thing I've learned to do, and this is from a long time ago, since I know how to walk into my power. And that goes in two ways. Just like we have dual identities of here as a physical being, you know, dark, light, good, bad, right, left, whatever. The same thing happens on the spiritual plane. And we don't talk about how strong and powerful you are spiritually within your creation of this physical existence. Uh-huh. And when you realize that, like I have, you literally can walk among any race that is out there. Because you don't walk in flesh, you walk in spirit with them. And because you are of the same energy that all creation came from, you are equal to anything that is out there, providing that you know how to love, basically. Because you don't have to fear anything through love, and nothing can really harm you when you have unconditional love. Uh-huh. Because God does not go against himself and harm his own self, and since you are the creation of the universe, it would be redundant. So you don't have to have fear. You should actually learn how to step into your power of true spirit and live in this body through the most immaculate energy of self-awareness and being that you can. And all the things that you and I do, other people can do and more. Uh-huh. They just need to know how to blend their higher aspect, their spiritual aspect, and you really know what that is, and become harmonized to the body of energy with it.
I agree. I've told people that, you know, humans have the ability to channel the full power of the source through their heart, and mm-hmm. and love's the ultimate power in the universe. And when we understand that, and we channel that energy through us into these situations, there's nothing that can sustain itself that is dark. But you know, we have to maintain our self-authority. We need to be wise, you know, as to what's going on. You know, we can't just live in denial and ignore it. So there is wisdom to be gained with these experiences and tools and talents and things like that, that we have to step up to the plate. You know, we just can't dismiss it with an aphorism or something like that, you know. You know, we really need to step into our own self-authority and step into our power and learn how to connect, make our own personal connection with Creator, you know, Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and let that flow through us, through the heart, into these situations. And that's when things really change.
And they do, and I'm witness to that type of change. You know, and that's why what I do, I really love empowering. Because I do nothing except for have you bring in your higher self energetically, and you can feel it at the end of my session.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, like the Native Americans say, you know, the best healers are like a hollow bone. You know, they just let the energy flow through them. And you want to become powerful, become nobody. You know, that's when the real power comes through you.
That's a nice way of putting it. You do it without ego. You do it without self-recognition, because the fact that you're serving is recognition enough.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I was going to do? I promised over and over the listeners that I would play this recording from this lion being, and maybe we'll get your take on it. But I want to play a really short phase of this recording and then open it up for calls if people want to call and ask questions. Because we've got about 20 minutes left in the show, or 15 minutes. But let me play this thing, because I did promise two shows ago that I would play this, and we got caught up with callers and things like that, and I haven't done it yet. But again, to set this thing up, this is a seventh dimensional lion being that actually came over the phone in a conversation between my sister and I. Came over the phone in another person I was staying with in Hawaii, came over his phone, and then it also came over a phone of another person. I don't know if I should mention her name. Her name's Jennifer. We'll give her first name. But and she actually got a recording of it and sent it to me. And I go, oh my God, that's the same being. It's a mind blower. So I'm going to play that really quick. But just stay out of judgment and listen, because you're going to hear a really deep voice with a foreign language. They don't speak English, you know. And you hear it purring as well. So I'm going to play a really quick a piece of this, and hopefully it'll come off over the air.
Pawlowski's favorite Christmas. Oh.
Okay, I might cut off there. It was quite a recording. I hope I didn't freak too many people out in listening to this, but it was pretty amazing. And when I first heard it, I go, "Oh my God!" And the one of my friends just took it off his phone immediately, and I sat and listened to it, and I go, "You know that." And then I started picking up the telepathically from the lion beings, and he said, "Yeah, we're just letting you know we're here and we've got your back, and there is a big cleanup process." It was very empowering. It felt good. But you got to master judgment and fear when you have these experiences and realize that, it's some of these things are going to sound pretty weird and bizarre. But if you just step aside and suspend your judgment and tune into it, you'll find out that it may not be. It might be something really positive. So anyway, Jerry, could you hear that over the air?
Yes, I could.
What did it sound like to you?
It sounded like a really rough voice, but what I was doing was when I asked it to show me its truth when it was recording. Now, I have a question for you, or when you're playing it back, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Is there more than one being in presence with the lion being? Because I picked up, I think, three other beings in that presence of that lion being when they were speaking.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever felt that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? They are often standing with these Anunnaki beings, the benevolent Anunnaki beings that are about 8 foot tall, just beautiful beings. I don't know if you picked up them as well. I don't know what else was with them. Who knows? But what else did you see?
I saw, it almost looked like, this is going to sound strange, but I saw an angel with golden wings.
Uh-huh.
At least it looked like an angel, but maybe a little bit of offshoot, higher.
Yeah.
I also felt somewhere in there was fire. I kept seeing red. And the other one that I saw, and this is going to really sound crazy, a centaur.
Wow.
Basically what they do is they're justifiers. They go after and supposedly, I guess, they correct situations and stuff. Very powerful.
Uh-huh.
That's why I asked if you picked up more than one being when you were doing that. The voice of the person speaking, very powerful. Hard to understand sometimes on a speakerphone, but
yeah.
I have a feeling he's anywhere between 10 to, well, no more than 15 feet tall, but 10 to 12 feet is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And he could be 15, but I figure 12 is what I'm, the number I'm selling on. Do you know how tall they are?
Well, I know that the ones that are six dimensional are about 12 foot tall, but if it's Bacall, who I think it is, he's about 17 feet tall.
Okay.
He's very big, very tall. And that was my perception of him, but he could be, it could be, I asked him, I go, "How tall are you?" And, sometimes the translation doesn't always come across, but, anyway, he's
I got very,
very
big. Tall, but when you go 17 feet tall, it's kind of like when the imagination goes, okay, am I imagining or not?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say 12. That one I felt really comfortable with.
Yeah.
And my mind wanted to shut it off at 15, but you could be right. It could be over 17 because I'm looking high up at him.
Yeah. And he's come into workshops. When I'm doing workshops, he'll come into the room, and people will just see, basically his leg and his tail. And they look up and they go, "Oh, my God," And we have 20-something foot ceilings, And this guy is pretty big, but he seems to be able to show himself to you in a distance and things like that. But when he puts his nose on yours and all you see is this huge head, you know, it really freaks some people out. They aren't really ready for that kind of experience, you know. But yeah, it's pretty amazing that it actually came over the phone. That blew me away.
That is an amazing tape. I would like to be able to have a copy of that of my own so I can put headphones on it and meditate with that so I can see if I can pick up more information, because where I'm at, it's kind of noisy.
I'll figure out a way to mail this, but I will.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there's
a lot happening in that.
Yeah, and that information, I mean, it's streaming in. And I think there's all kinds of dimensions attached to it. You know, we've just got about, you know, 7 or 8 minutes left, and I wanted to open up. We've got some callers waiting. So I think we've got Kelly on line 2, and maybe we can bring Kelly in. Kelly, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, you guys.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Kelly.
Thank you. Hi, you guys. Hi, Jerry. Hi, James.
Yeah.
I've been, since 2012, I've been having some really strange experiences. And to make a long story short, I've had 2 abductions, and I've had 7 times where I've been beamed with an electronic, magnetic type of weapon. And the last time this happened was last Thursday night. And it wakes me up in the middle of the night. I can feel the pull of the energy as it's coming into me. And this last time when it hit me, I was on my back in my bed, and it hit me right in my face. And I could feel threads of electricity just bouncing around my face and my head. And it lasts maybe 30 seconds. It's hard to tell because I can't move to see the clock. And I was just wondering if you guys know what this might be. The other times I've been struck with this magnetic type of energy, it's like up and down my spine or on the top of my head. It comes in from different directions from around my house. And I don't know where to go with this. I don't know what to do about this. My family doesn't believe me. They think I've even gotten so dizzy. I get dizzy a lot. And it was 9 o'clock one night, and I was just getting water, and I got so dizzy I passed out and hit my head on the corner of the wall and woke up in a pool of blood.
Oh,
and it's like, what do I do?
I don't know, Jerry, you want to comment on that?
I have a question for you first.
Okay.
Do you believe that you have any hybrid children?
Actually, I really do. I really do.
Okay. It's funny this, because when I first started scanning, I saw a hybrid child. Now, what is your connection, or do you know of any connection, going back to the time of the not the pyramids, but the Sphinx? Is that how you say it? Because you have a tie with... it's just like really strong with ancient Egypt.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you feel that or not, but I saw that coming through.
Okay.
And I saw hybrid children for some reason.
It's funny when I've had, when they knock me out, when they show up, I don't know if they take me. I know twice they have. But,
They're taking you. Here's what I felt. One, if you check your chakras, they're basically just drained of energy. Okay.
Yeah.
I bet if you ever, do you know what? It feels like to have space sickness when you go up in outer space. Sometimes it's astronauts will get space sickness, as they call it, from being in zero gravity.
Okay.
You're almost having this strange.
I'm drained from being in that place.
Mm-hmm. Well, it almost feels like your equilibrium was thrown off sometimes. is about the one in your ear. Your chakra's out of balance, because you have no...
I get the tones. The frequency tones wake me up at night because it gets really loud in my ears. I feel like I've been tagged.
I think you have. I would have... there's so much information I can give you. I don't know how much time we have on the phone, but I can give you a lot more information if you would like to email me or maybe Opia, they can give you my telephone number.
Okay.
Because you're going to need some help. This is going to sound funny, but the electromagnetic field around your body, even though it's small, it's interfering with your brain activity.
Right. I'm not behaving myself. I can't be around my family.
You can't what with your family?
I can't be around them because they're not understanding. You know, they think I'm going, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's not coming from within me. How this is being done to me.
Okay. Question. Do you have a problem with electrical devices?
Yes. So I try to limit myself. I've been working in the yard a lot now that the weather's getting nice again.
Okay.
You know, and
so
it feels good to be out. I get grounded, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. It helps, but it doesn't make it go away. I'm still being attacked.
Yeah, what's the, Jerry, what's the email that, I mean, this is probably something that we couldn't cover on this show because we're running out of time, but what's a good email for her to contact you with?
The best one would be imtouch, the numeral 7, at gmail.com.
So imtouch 7.
Imtouch. imtouch 7 at gmail.com. Or you can always go to Galactic Connections.
Okay.
.com, and you'll find a lot of information about me there.
Okay.
And you know about Galactic Connections, don't you, James?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go there and get a lot of information.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put that up on the website, too, on the show. We'll put the contact information up there for you. We'll have Ashley do that. So, and
we
can get back to you because this sounds like you need a lot more help than we can give you.
I feel like I'm getting into the bottom of a whirlwind, you know?
Yeah.
It's getting overwhelming, and I don't know where to go or what to do with this, you know?
I'm sure between the two of us, we can take care of that.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I hope we answered your question.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got... Looks like we've got Nikki on line 3. See if we can bring Nikki on. Nikki, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good.
Hey, James. Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
Wow. I think I'm in over my head here, but that recording was pretty nuts. And you were actually talking about religious programming, and if anyone has it, it's me. I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, you know, immediately I hear that and my mind goes to like demons and bad and you know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And of course, I know that that's not correct, but I just have this programming where I'm immediately like totally freaked out. And I think, you know, I need to find a way to be able to change my programming and be open to that stuff. But like, how would you know, my question to you is, how would you know if it's something is negative or positive, you know, when it sounds like what it did over the phone like that?
Well, actually it's years of developing inner sensitivity and I've had a couple near-death experiences and it's just, you know, I can be able to sense energies and, you know, I look at their works, you know, too, is what, are they beneficial? Are they helping me in any way? Are they enlightening me? You know, are they helping me, you know, with my own personal God connection, or is this a big distraction, you know? So on your way to the source, you know, or back to the source, you're going to meet all kinds of beings along the way. And some are like cheerleaders and they're really going to want to help you. And, you know, right now, because of the work I'm doing, I can use all the protection I can get. And these guys are some immense beings, and they're helping people. They're helping a lot of the healers that are here on the planet right now to finish their missions and get on with it, because there's some pretty heavy opposition out there that's been hammering, you know, it's like whack-a-mole. People are waking up and opening up and stepping into their power, and then these other forces have been whacking them back down again, you know. So these guys are coming in to put an end to that.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, I'm one of those people that just, you know, had a major awakening this last year. It was,
yeah,
kind of a rude awakening, but an awakening. But, you know, I'm in the public eye quite a bit, as like an athlete and a fitness mm-hmm. professional and stuff like that. And, you know, I feel like I take a beating too, just being in the public eye. And
oh yeah.
Just recently, I mean, this sounds really bad, but, you know, a lot of my ex-boyfriends or my guy friends, I have a lot of guy friends, they, their girlfriends or wives are, just really, they feel threatened by me, and the last thing I want to do is hijack anyone's relationship. And I can feel these negative attacks on me. I don't know how to
yeah.
explain it, but it affects me, and I'm very sensitive, and I don't know, you know, how to defend myself. And I didn't know if there was any kind of like cleansing for dummies or something
yeah.
easy that where there, I can just put up the seal, you know.
There is. And you know what, if you send me an email to ufojames@gorge.net, it's GORGE, and I'll send you the technique on clearing these energies. And it's also in the books, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods both. And it talks about these energies and how to clear, you know, thought forms and psychic attacks and unseen negative influences and things like that. But, you know, we've written books on that would really help you out. And if you send me an email, I'll just shoot you that prayer on how to do that, how to clear your energy fields. And Jerry might have a couple ideas. I mean, we've only got about a minute left, so.
Real quick, may I answer that first question?
Yeah.
Because they're really quick answers, okay. With anything, and this is what I also do, and I recommend it for people because it gives you a gauge of where you're at. First of all, you know how everyone talks about vibration? With anything, mm-hmm. you have to find out, do you vibrate with something? And how do you... Then the next thing is, do you resonate with it? Does it make you feel good, bad, or indifferent? And third is, how do you harmonize with it? Is it going
yeah.
with your free will, against your free will? And how in tangent with all three of those do you feel about the presence of something being in your field of energy? And if you get that down, that's how more or less I gauge if something is good, bad, or indifferent. And then it also gives me a gauge on where I'm at in life, because if 10 people or 9 people say, I feel this is really good, and I go, I think it's bad, it makes me look inward to see if I'm missing something.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jerry
and then on the
Nikki,
last one?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got the 10-second warning about 20 seconds ago, so I got to sign off. So go ahead
okay,
and shoot
then,
us an email, and we'll continue this conversation later. And thanks, Jerry, so much for coming on the show. And we'll have to get you back on again, because I know we have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, and the last one, just brush yourself off. Clear your
yeah.
energy from other people. So if you just brush down your arms
okay.
with your hands, does a world of good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And send
cool.
me an email.
Right.
Tell them your caller on the show, and I'll send you that other technique.
James, I'm just over in Hood River, so
oh, okay.
maybe I can schedule an appointment
go.
With you.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right. Thanks, Jerry. We got to sign off anyway, but this is James Gillen with BBS Radio. Sign off. Have a great evening, and we'll have to get this show back on the air again and cover these same questions. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Hi.